Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to another stellar edition of The Drive, Fan Run Radio. Russell Smith punching the time clock on a Wednesday afternoon edition of the show. Okay, the Duke basketball is kind of starting to bother me.
Why?
Because it's Duke and the devil. He's grinning at me.
Oh, the
knowingly.
Duke basketball. I thought you were talking about those idiots on the morning show.
Why would I? I don't understand. How
they take shots at us. They said we're the Duke of Fan Run Radio.
We're the Brotherhood of Fan Run.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. Is that like we're hateable?
Yeah, I kind of think so.
I've said it once. I've said it 1,000 times. Lions do not concern themselves with the opinions of sheep.
Okay.
I'm glad they're back on the bandwagon, though, with the balls. I'm glad they've uncanceled Barnes.
Yeah. those guys, I'm not specifically talking about just them.
They're ready to recancel him, though.
Oh, yeah.
If we lose tomorrow.
All the Barnes bashers are. Hey, those guys aren't happy that we won Saturday. They're not.
I think they're happy. They're conflicted. They're conflicted is what
they are. Messes with their narrative.
Yeah.
They've got an agenda, Russell.
I'm uncomfortably full.
Really?
Yeah, it just struck me as I sat down and started talking. It's uncomfortable.
What'd you eat for lunch?
Big turkey sandwich from a local sandwich shop. Big sandwich, bag of chips, root
beer. Did your normal handful of raw broccoli today?
No. I should have. Should have just eaten at home.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't be supporting a local turkey sandwich shop.
Go out and get some Tums here in a second.
You ready for the bracket drop?
Bracket drop?
Yeah. Marcus's bracket.
What bracket?
The one I'm putting out.
Oh, God.
Oh, did you not notice what he did when I got here? I know you were busy working.
Is this going to be another, like, are you going to be just...
No, I'm in a good mood today.
At Marcus's throat? All day long.
I mean, probably at times, but I'm in a better mood.
You're gonna be on your best behavior because Chloe's here.
I mean, that's got nothing to do with it.
I think it has a lot to do with it, actually. Like when it's just been Slotnick here, it's like Dark Bear. When Chloe's here, he has to be on a little bit better behavior. Which, granted, is not exactly great behavior, but somewhat presentable for public.
I mean, I have disavowed her already.
That's why, yeah, we're gonna have to get her in here every day, if for no other reason than to just keep Bear in line. Basketball teams in New York City. You see the Florida Atlantic guy. Somebody sent me the video. I haven't actually watched it yet. I've just seen the quote. This guy's name is Vladislav Golden, the big 7-footer for FAU. Quote, on Tennessee, they can play dirty sometimes, from what I've seen.
I don't like this, how they're everybody's spinning it because of Jay Bias. You know who disagreed with Jay Bias?
Jimmy Dykes one.
And Mike Krzyzewski.
Yeah. Oh, I saw it very classy what Krzyzewski said. I mean, he just called it like what we all saw.
Yeah.
It's like Tennessee was the better team. I thought it was interesting that, you know, he made note of the Ziegler injury and people kind of left them for dead. Duke really hammered Oral Roberts. So you got that thing. I remember our boy John Hodge out in the desert told me, he said, you see this a lot in the tournament where teams that
– kind of like we did last year with Longwood?
Yeah, exactly. And Michigan didn't look very impressive. Who did they played?
They were in a dogfight with was it Oregon State, maybe?
Colorado State. And they didn't look good.
Nail-biter. And
we looked great, and then Michigan was great against us, and we were terrible in the second round.
So they had already gotten in and gotten punched in the face.
Exactly what happened. Tennessee did not look – let's say we looked terrible, but it wasn't our best effort against Louisiana. We the turnovers were glaring.
And Louisiana got
took
hot
our foot off
three
the,
in the second half.
We took our foot off their throat and all that. And Duke just annihilated Oral Roberts, a team that was a trendy upset pick that everybody kind of, you know, Summit League champs, everybody's taking a look at Oral Roberts. And Duke smoked them, and everybody's thinking, well, you know, Duke's playing well, Tennessee's not. And I know that it always works out that way, but these are two instances that Tennessee's been involved in the past 2 years where it did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what that means after that. I guess we just start over because both teams have had a couple of days to prepare and get rested up and all that stuff.
I mean, the Sweet 16 is just a whole different – from here, it's a completely different animal. I feel like each weekend out of the three is very unique.
I do think Tennessee really needs to win tomorrow. I'm not going to say that they really need to win Saturday. If they get there, I would love to win, obviously. It would be great for the program, a huge step forward. But I think whatever. What's the line tomorrow? Is 5.5, something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
Probably not. It's probably going to be much closer. I don't know if we'd be a favorite or not in the Elite Eight. But especially if you're playing Izzo, like you just have to hope for the best, right?
I think he's got the most out of the coaches left. He's the most successful tournament coach left in the tournament, I'm pretty sure. I read that right.
I'm taking the hope for the best approach tomorrow. Really, I am. Like, I'm not even I'm not even, you know.
Not even what?
Chiseling victory into stone, marking it down in Sharpie. I'm just going to go in there, and I got kids baseball after the show tomorrow.
Yeah.
Come home, have a bite to eat.
Give you plenty of time to
not
get
gonna,
ready.
Not going
to
get super nervous. We've already met my pre-tournament expectations.
Okay.
So I'm just going to relax and enjoy the game. That's what I say now. You talk to me, I don't know, 15 minutes before tip-off. Might be a little bit of a different story.
I mean, as long as you got the shirt on, I'm happy. As long as you're wearing that shirt, dude, everything's going to be great. Aces, baby.
For Saturday?
Yeah. Whoa. No. Hell no. You better get home from work and pull it out of the hermetically sealed container that you've been keeping it in. That thing better be strapped on 30 minutes before tip.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. The hell are you talking about?
I didn't wear it Thursday last week. I wore it Saturday to the watch party. That's my plan, is just to wear it Saturday. You think I should wear it tomorrow?
Yeah, I do.
I disagree. We've said we have to keep with how things went last week.
That's what that was my thought.
Yeah.
He wore it the first night, you maniac. We're undefeated in the shirt, Mark. Now, okay. Yeah, Dark Bear's back. Marcus, you're an idiot.
He said he didn't wear it Thursday. Did you wear it during Louisiana?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
That was Louisiana.
That's true.
This is a Sweet 16, bro.
But it's FAU. It's a Sun Belt or Conference USA opponent. I don't even know what conference they're in. Should I put the pole in the field?
There ain't no pole to it, dude. You're going to wear the shirt.
What if I don't? What if I show up tomorrow I might be doing the show from Stately Smith Manor Studios, so you won't even really know.
Oh, I'll know. I'll know if you don't wear it, because we'll probably lose, and then we're going to ride over to your house and...
No, you're not.
Smashed!
You're not riding over to my house. Stop. Stop.
I know where you live.
Okay. I'm going to come over to your house and...
Kick your
make
ass.
You wear a shirt, Russell.
Dude, what are you doing, Russell? What are you thinking?
It's hanging up on a... I've even got the same undershirt I wore, say, like, it's kind of hanging up on a... Just kind of airing out, you know. Hasn't been washed. I've worn it a couple times without very washing it, time. Man. It, several times.
So how wound up are you right now?
I mean, do I look wound up? Do I look wound up, Chloe?
You were wound up on Saturday.
How chill do I look right now? On a scale of 1 to Jimmy Buffett, like, how chill am I?
Like an 8.
Pretty chill.
Really? You weren't chill on Saturday, bro.
I was chill. Calmer than you are.
No, you weren't.
I was fine once the game tipped off. Leading up to it, I might have been a little bit on edge.
A little bit?
A little bit. just a little bit.
Were a stark raving lunatic.
What are you talking about?
So, Saturday, everyone, Marcus, Chloe, all our listeners, was on the way to Craven Wings for the watch party. I saw that Russ called, and I couldn't get to
the called phone. You?
You called me.
I did not call you.
You called me.
I don't call you.
And
you
know
you
that thing
me.
On your iPhone where you keep looking down at it, and it's got like the one on there, and you can't, and you look at your calls, and you're like, I don't have any missed calls. And then it finally dawned on me. I had a voicemail.
I don't leave voicemails.
No.
No.
Oh, yeah, you do.
It was not me.
Paybacks are, you know what they call paybacks.
Not me. I left you a voicemail?
Would you like to hear it, Marcus? Chloe?
Yeah, I'd love
this
to.
Can't be me.
You goddamn motherfucker. We're playing goddamn Duke in the motherfucking NCAA tournament, and you can't answer the phone? What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm fucking melting down over here, there. Call me back.
That doesn't sound like me.
It's a little grainy, but I hear a little bit of rustle.
That wasn't me.
Nothing grainy about it. I sent it to all our friends. It's like, hey, everybody, Russell finally flipped out on me. Would you like to know what it was doing when I couldn't take your call, Russell?
No.
I would.
Was talking to one of my oldest, closest friends' father, who starts chemotherapy for lung cancer tomorrow. And we were having a...
Is that supposed to make me feel bad? You're like trying to make me. I do feel bad for him, but you're trying to make me like insensitive. How was I supposed to know that when I called you half an hour before we tip off a Sweet 16 game against Duke?
Unlike you, when I've called you when I needed you most, and you just choose not to answer it. You just choose not to answer it. I actually had something important I was doing. I mean, do you want to hear it again?
No, I don't. I'm not sure we should have played it the first time. I think our editing department needs to work on extending the beep a little bit. I feel like that was borderline inappropriate, quite frankly. Apologize if there are any kids.
This is a family
listening.
Show.
This is family entertainment here on Fan Run Radio.
Well, you were ready to
smash.
You're ready to smash my head in.
Coming up this afternoon on the program, we're going to be joined by Ken LaVica. He does the play-by-play for Florida Atlantic. He's in New York City to call the game for FAU Radio tomorrow. He also does a radio show. I always like talking to guys who do radio shows. No offense to the writers out there. I love the writers. But the talk radio guy, those are our people.
Yeah.
They're more likely to give an unhinged response.
Oh, I had contact with our boys, Ryan and Rick, this morning. They're on their way. Some last-minute pointers. Those two in the big city. What could go wrong?
I think John's headed up there. So, yeah, we're going to be representing Fan Run Nation up there in New York City tomorrow night. Oh, man, I wish I could be there.
Think we should get in the car and just drive all night?
I was talking to CG in Fresno, and because we're talking – about going to Houston next week. I was like, man, I really want to be in New York tomorrow. It's the one.
I wouldn't want to go to Houston.
Why not? The Final Four, man. Like Tennessee finally makes a Final Four, and you don't want to be there?
I'd rather be in New York. New York's my town.
Houston's pretty cool. You ever been?
No. I've actually never – I have been briefly in Texas. On the way to New Orleans one time.
I mean, this would be the time of year to go. I was there in July last year, and it was hotter than Hades.
That was when you went on your walkabout, whatever that was. Whatever happened there? You, like, disappeared?
It's called a vacation. I didn't disappear. It's called a vacation.
You disappeared. How long was he gone, Mark? Like 2 or 3 weeks?
I was gone a week.
You did call in.
Yeah, and I did the show, but for most of that time, I took the equipment and did the show anyway. Bear's like, you abandoned your post. You left us.
I'm thinking about the time when Bear and I were making fun of your music choices and you called in to tell us how wrong we were.
We thought he was listening to Lithium and he was listening to us. He's probably somewhere in East Texas listening to Lithium.
Listening to you fools, you morons, you dunces, you dweebs.
Easy. Wow, man. I'm starting to get amped up now. It just hit me. How far out are we? It's 3 o'clock. What do we play tomorrow? We tip at 9?
30 hours. Less than 30 hours. Less than 30 hours, Marcus Young. Can you feel it?
I feel it, Russell.
I feel it, Russell. Just brimming with excitement and anticipation.
I hope we make the Final Four, Russell.
I'm ready to watch the basketball game.
I might explode.
865-546-8200. Your number to get on the show this afternoon. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Let's talk about it. We'll go open lines this hour. 546-8200. The drive continues on Fan Run Radio. Stay with us. Fan Run Radio. 105.7 FM, 1340 AM, streaming online, fanrunradio.com, and your free Fan Run app. Variety of ways for you to experience the program this afternoon. I was reading an industry newsletter today talking about the...
What industry?
What industry do you think I would be? You think I'm reading an... engineering journal, like what?
Steel workers.
I'm reading a sports radio industry newsletter. Bear,
they have those. Go ahead with your segment, Russ.
Yeah, I was. The rate at which people are listening to audio, spoken word audio content, has increased a lot just in the last 5 years. Of course, people listening to radio continues to decrease, but they're listening more on their phones and the app, which kind of confirms what I feel intuitively doing this for a while now, is that most people are listening on our app and on the podcast. Still a lot of people listening on the radio, on AM/FM radio, but 26 million more people are listening to spoken word audio each day than compared to 8 years ago. In 2014, 20% of the total time spent listening was spoken word audio. That number's grown to 29%. So I think that's cool. People are listening to people talking, books on tape, and stuff like that.
You know, the other trend, it's not a trend, but they were stunned by it. Vinyl records.
Surpassed digital sales for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
Nobody buys music anymore. Radio listeners are getting older. 56% of those age 55 plus. AM/FM radio is their largest share of ear. But for those 13 to 34, it's only 23%. Chloe, you never listen to the radio, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Like I said, you listen to the radio all the time.
I don't listen to the radio for, like, I don't really listen to it for, like, music. Like, I play my own music, but I listen to, like, you know, my campus station, 90.3, or if I know.
You listen to the drive when you're
not
here?
You listen to Fan Run Radio and the drive?
Yeah, sometimes. I'm tuning in.
Sometimes.
If I'm in the car, like, I, you know.
Men are increasingly streaming their sports radio. 65% of men in the demographic that listen to sports radio say they are listening on AM/FM radio. Anyway, I don't know why I'm talking about this. Saw it earlier today. It intrigues me. Gives us hope. Those of us out here in audio land that will be able to continue to make a living here. We're presented in part this afternoon by our friends at G&J Auto. Ladies and gentlemen, because of the Volunteers' appearance in the Sweet 16 tomorrow against FAU, our friends at G&J want to give you, yes, you, free tinted windows for your ride. Excellent opportunity for you to get free tinted windows. I got my windows tinted at G&J. I believe John Reed did as well. We love it. Our cars look great. You want your car to look great. Go to fanrunradio.com/tint. That's fanrunradio.com/TINT. And just give us your name, number and email address, and you will be registered for the free window tint drawing that's going to happen on this radio show tomorrow. So go do it now, fanrunradio.com/tint to get registered, and you could win. This is a $300 prize value, depending on the size of your car, amount of windows, surface area, and all that stuff. FanRunRadio.com/tint to get those windows tinted. Volunteers have arrived at Madison Square Garden. Looking at some pictures from folks on the scene. What a beautiful arena, man. Have you ever been inside Madison Square Garden?
Mm-hmm.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
What did you see there?
Kings of Leon.
Really?
Yeah.
It's
my favorite place to see a concert.
They must have redone this arena recently. It looks so brand new. I feel like I read something about them redoing it.
I also went to the old garden.
When is that still around?
That I'm not certain of.
I know this is the third one, right?
I don't even know that.
I believe this is the third Madison Square Garden arena / venue. Let's see. Yeah, it looks like they had a major renovation back in 2020. They spent $1.19 billion on this arena 3 years ago. You built a brand new arena for $1 billion.
I mean they got
the obvious special time and space considerations down there, which makes it interesting. Capacity of 19,812, so it's about the same as Thompson Bowling. It doesn't look that big.
So much better in there, though.
Is the roof concave? Does it come down like in the? It looks like it kind of droops down in the middle. Just looking at these pictures.
I think that's an optical illusion. I don't remember it like dropping.
Do you think our guys will be – do you think it will take our team or FAU's team some time to get over the wow factor? I keep hearing that from a lot of people, particularly basketball people.
And we've played there this year.
We played in Brooklyn. Ooh. Guys from last year who were on the team last year played there.
I wonder if a walk-in Ziegler have ever played in there for anything, for any kind of special –
Yeah, I don't know.
Events. It's got to feel good for those two. God, I wish Ziegler could play in front of his home crowd.
I think the wow factor is more for the coaches, the older crowd. I don't know that young players, maybe for Ziegler and Awaka it's a big deal, but like is playing in Madison Square Garden with – you know, Phil Jackson's jersey hanging in the rafters or whatever. Is that a big deal to Santi Vescovi or Josiah Jordan James?
I think it's playing in Madison Square Garden. You're in New York City.
It's a big deal to us. Is it a big deal that it – I don't know. Chloe, again, we'll ask 16. You as a representative of the younger generation. Do you feel like New York City, the Big Apple, all that stuff, the mystique that – obviously matters to me and Bear, and I'm sure Coach Barnes and, you know, old guys. Does that matter to 21-year-old basketball players?
I think so, especially if they're basketball players and they, like, know, you know, if you're a basketball player, you, like, know its significance, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I love New York, so I would be super excited.
New York.
I think it's going to be – really interesting to see who has the mental edge, if either side, coming into tomorrow night's game. Tip-off is at 9 p.m. Many voluntary reaction will be kicking off around 11 p.m. And hopefully we will tap the keg of glory once again as Tennessee will be playing for a trip to the Elite Eight. Exactly. 865-546-8200, your number if you want to get on the Big Orange Phillies phone lines this afternoon, 546-8200. If you want to chime in this afternoon, baseballs get back at it. Last night, they roll over Western Carolina 7-0. some interesting lineup changes.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Did you see the
– Yeah, Tony really obviously sending a message, shuffling things. This is not what he typically does. I saw some people, oh, it's a midweek game. You go back last year, it was always Gilbert, Beck, you know, Ortega, Lipschitz, all the regular guys would start those games. Yeah. You might have one guy resting or something. You'd have different pitchers, obviously, but I think yesterday was a pretty clear message sent that, hey, nobody's owed anything on this roster, and if you're not producing, you're not going to play. We're going to give other guys some opportunities because the guys that they have been counting on clearly haven't been producing up to this point.
I'm telling you, man, rumor around 10 is, I don't blame him. Getting swept this weekend, it's my understanding that Coach Vitello wasn't happy. Can you imagine having to deal with that guy when he's not happy?
I was listening
as he is.
Yeah, I was listening to his comments after the game, and they asked him what your message to the team was afterwards at Missouri, and he said, not much. He said, we didn't have a meeting in the outfield. We went and took a cold shower in their locker rooms, and then we left.
Cold shower?
Yeah. He said that apparently other teams were complaining about the showers being cold. Apparently the visiting team, when they come to Knoxville, goes to Neyland.
Right.
To shower there.
Right.
And then I didn't know that. That's news to me. I know we showered at we changed at the Swamp down there because that's where, you know, they took the pictures of the guys in the helmets and everything.
That's hilarious.
But Vitello said that apparently that was a popular complaint, or I don't know if popular complaint, but it was a complaint from some quarters last year, is that the showers were cold in Knoxville. And so it sounded to me like he was speculating that maybe that was a little bit of payback from Mizzou. He said they
cut off the water heater.
Yeah, it was freezing to begin with. Like, they're playing outside in the cold weather. You get done and you have a cold shower, and then you got to go get on a plane, and it's not a short plane ride from Columbia, Missouri to Knoxville.
Yeah, I'm getting my uniform off, putting on sweats, and I'm showering when I get home. I wouldn't take an ice cold shower.
How does that strike you?
28 degree weather.
How would you like to be sitting next to Bear
after playing for a doubleheader?
What about probably 2-hour plane ride, I'd say,
mm-hmm.
from Columbia to Knoxville. And you're sitting next to Bear in his sweatsuit. He hasn't showered after playing
a doubleheader.
What do you think that smells like?
Terrible.
I've got impeccable hygiene.
But you just said you wouldn't shower.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
So you would smell.
Yeah. Gamey.
You don't stink when you sweat a lot.
I don't. Not as bad as some people.
That didn't answer the question.
I might have a sweaty odor. I mean, it wouldn't be like I hadn't had a bath in 3 weeks.
Some people would call that stink. I might have a sweaty odor, Marcus. It doesn't smell
that's
bad.
Really rich coming from you guys. Russ, who will admittedly not wash his jeans for months.
No, I haven't washed these in ages.
And Marcus, you... Half the time you'll come in here smelling like a dirty ashtray out of 78 Datsun B210.
Rude.
Very rude.
Truth. Well, truth bomb.
We're not saying that you smell bad.
Yeah.
We're just saying
I ain't taking a cold shower. And if I'm on a plane with a bunch of dudes on a bunch of baseball players, those guys are barely above being like feral to begin with.
I feel like, I don't know. You're right. Maybe those guys are just crazy. They're dudes being dudes, and they'd be cool with it. If I'm the leader of that crew, ain't nobody getting on my plane until everybody's showered off. Like, that's why we went to take showers, is so that you could take a shower before we get on this plane and ride home, because I don't want to be sitting in a plane with a bunch of stinky dudes.
Cold showers aren't that bad anyway. They're actually healthier for you.
I was watching Prison YouTube.
Oh, God.
With that Sean Atwood guy who I've told you guys about, and he's the guy who was in Arizona jail.
Yeah,
it was just like a notoriously awful jail. And he said, you know, he had been in jail for a while, waiting trial, like months, and you don't have a shower in there, and you're sharing a toilet and everything. And so he finally gets sentenced to prison, and they send him to the prison,
mm.
and he's terrified, right?
Yeah,
he gets there, and you know, everything is racially segregated, mm-hmm. the prisons. And so, like, all the white guys come up to him. They're like, yo, dog, you got to shower because he smelled so bad. Like, the first thing, he gets there, and his people tell him, you have to shower. And he's just like, oh, God. You're like, this is terrible. Well, what are you going to do?
Take a shower.
You got, like, 20 guys telling you you have to shower. So, yeah, he went up. He said it was awful, man. He said it was, like, just – like standing pool of maybe like 2 inches of just fetid water, and like hair and bodily fluids floating on top of it. He said he had to get in there and just stand in it. He said he had to reach down and find a piece of soap, like a shred of soap, you know, like rinse it off and then lather up with that.
Ugh. Reason number 800 to not go to prison.
Don't go to prison, kids. Don't break the law.
Russell's fascinated with prison, Chloe.
Love prison. Big prison guy.
You ever seen Let's Go to Prison?
Yeah.
I was thinking of that show. What is that show where they, like, bring the kids who are
Scared
bad?
Straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty fake. Yeah. It's kind of real, but it's pretty fake. You could not let kids in actual prison with actual prisoners. They would be killed.
Especially, I've seen a couple of those little punks mouth off, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if I were one of them, I mean, like, they aren't going to let this crazy convict do anything to me.
You got to get this guy, Sean Atwood. He's this British guy who went to prison for selling lots of, stuff in drugs in Arizona. And he had to go, I think he was in for like 7 years. And he has this YouTube channel now where he just tells prison stories and people ask him about stuff. And he talks about it, but he does so in this really smooth, melodious British accent, and everything he talks about seeing people being beaten to death with cinder blocks and having objects shoved inside of them and all the sorts of awful things, and it's all like this, and it's just very gentle. It's a very good way to learn about prison, but it'll make you not want to go. Like, if there's any part of you that's like, yeah, you know what, I'm thinking in engaging in some felonious crime today. I think I'm going to roll the dice. Think I could get away with it. Think it's worth the chance. No, it's not worth the chance. It's not worth the chance. Stop. Stop what you're doing. I don't want to do it. Not going to go well for you. Kirkreesa. Speaking of Arizona. Like that segue?
Kirkreesa. Need that weasel.
Entered the transfer portal.
I saw this. I was going to bring it up.
What do you think?
European.
European point guard.
Estonia.
Stone cold shooter. Experience.
I think he led in assists in the Pac-12.
Yeah.
Speaking of Europeans and foreign players on Tennessee, I wasn't aware that Vesco and Proctor played together before college.
Yeah, it was at that NBA.
International thing?
International thing. Yeah, he talked about
they
it in the post game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you guys didn't answer my question. Kreesa, yay, nay?
Yeah, like, yes.
I think he kicked the tires there, right? I would definitely put out feelers. Like, if he wanted to come here and hold down the point guard position while Ziegler recovers, then maybe they can both play together kind of the way Chandler and Ziegler did last year.
We've got – I mean, are you just assuming that he's not going to play Edwards again next year?
I'm not assuming anything. I'm assuming we need point guard help. And this is a pretty good one.
Yeah.
No?
Nope.
But I mean, like, do you have like a specific like thing that you don't want him, or you just not want him because he played on a team that beat us this year and you don't like him?
No, I want to see BJ Edwards start at point this year. We need to go to the transfer portal.
Over a guy who averaged 10 points and 5 assists, led the Wildcats to a Pac-12 tournament championship and a number 2 seed in this year's NCAA tournament.
Where are they at right now?
The same place we were this time last year.
No, I mean, where is this guy right now? Sitting at home.
So your primary objection, for saying no is because you want BJ Edwards to play.
Well, my primary objection is everybody keeps talking about wanting point guard help. We've got a point guard. He didn't get in this year. I'm expecting him, especially with Ziegler's injury, to be our starter going into next year.
All things equal. Kirk Risa is a better player than B.J. Edwards right now. Don't you want the better player on your roster if he wants to be here?
Mm-mm.
You don't want the better player. You would rather just have the guy that went to your high school.
I don't buy that he's better than B.J. Edwards.
Bear, he was an all-conference performer for a top-five team. You're comparing him to
BJ
a guy that
never got a chance.
Okay, well, in realityville, if we could convince him to come here, I would at least kick the tires. I don't know. Maybe I've seen some speculation that he might be going to Xavier to play for Sean Miller, who recruited him to Arizona originally. But
any kind of a jerk?
Isn't Urosh kind of a jerk? Wouldn't you think that teams that play against us think Santi is kind of a jerk? Yeah, he's kind of a jerk when he's not on your team. I bet you Arizona fans really liked him.
Whew, you're getting some pushback, Russ. People are asking me if you're high right now.
Doing that thing where you're just reading things your buddies are texting you. Think for yourself, man. Talk to me. Put your phone
you
down.
Do the, you
look
do the
me in
same,
the eyes and
you
have
do
a conversation.
The same damn thing day after day on here.
When?
What? Oh, they're really getting on you, Bear, online.
Well, I'm talking about Twitter. Yeah, I'm talking about Twitter. People are listening to the show, and like if people are, yeah, I will engage with the audience.
Well, you don't want no. You'll engage with the audience when they're bashing me. You don't like to hear any pushback on your dumb narratives.
All I'm saying, I'm not even advocate. I'm saying kick the tires. And it's what I'm hearing from you is I don't want this player who was clearly a great performer on a high level team because I want the guy that went to my high school to play.
No, it has nothing to do with my high school.
That's exactly what you're saying.
We've got a top 25 point guard, you maniac. He's a 4-star. And yeah, I've called off the dogs on Barnes. I'm not a Barnes basher, but I still would love to know what the hell was going on over there this year. You had one point guard and you had a 4-star. We got 3 4-star freshmen. You're what's wrong with everything today in basketball. You people. Kerr, Chris, get the hell out of here. Inflated stats, dude.
How so?
He played in that up-tempo offense. He can't defend. Quite frankly, I'd rather have Jordan Howell or any other point guard from Tennessee in the last 20 years over that guy. You're not really endearing yourself to the people of Knoxville.
I don't care what your friends say. I really don't. I cannot stress this.
I love
to
how
you
it's always my friends, but you get texts from people and then you'll make it out like it's coming from Twitter. Because I've searched, Russ.
Name one. Name one.
And you get something from your boy Haji out in the desert.
And what else? And I won't say people are saying. I'll say Haji out the desert says. Do you see the
you
difference?
No. He's ahead. Pardon me?
65 starts under his belt the past two seasons in Tucson. 10 points per game, 5.1 assists.
He's a head
led
case.
Led the Wildcats to a Pac-12 championship and a number 2 seed in the NCAA tournament. Led the Pac-12 in assists and shot 37% from three-point range this season, which I believe is what Vescovi shot.
Their fans hate him. He's a head case. Why is he leaving Arizona?
I don't know. That is a good question. Maybe he just wants to go play for Sean Miller. You're going to be how are you going to handle it when BJ's not playing next year?
I mean, about like I did this year, I'll just know that I'm going to wait for him to transfer to either Auburn or Virginia Tech or any of the other schools that are borderline tampering already.
You told me last week that he's Tennessee through and through. He's not transferring. He can take anything that old man throws at him, I believe is the direct quote.
He ain't going to sit for 2 years. He's going to go somewhere where he can play, man. You know any other top 100s that sit for 2 years, Russ, in this day and age? Guys outside the top 100 won't sit for 2 years. And you know they're not. You got Brucifer whispering in your ear every chance he gets?
Well, here's my position. I want the better player. I want the best player we possibly can. And if that's B.J. Edwards, then so be it.
Then
I just don't know how anybody – and I would have liked to have seen him more this year, but I don't know how anybody can expect anything out of him next year because we haven't seen anything out of him this year.
So you're making an assumption that he's not ever going to be good. I know you, man. I can see the wheels turning in your brain.
I'm not making an assumption. I want the best player that we can possibly have for that all-important position. I don't care where he comes from.
Yeah.
I don't care if he's a local kid or if he's a foreign kid or if he's a transfer or if he's a guy that, you know, comes up in our program, if he's a JUCO. Like, I don't care. I just want Tennessee to have the best roster they possibly can. And, yeah, it's exciting when you see a well-known name like that go into the portal. So we'll see if Tennessee kicks the tires there. Quick timeout. The drive continues. Back to wrap up hour number one right after this. Fan Run Radio. The drive continues. Getting some feedback on the Twitter machine. And the text box this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. I am too.
Billy says, is Bear high?
Not today.
He doesn't think a starter on a top 10 team isn't better than B.J. Edwards. Ah ha 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 ha. Ah ha ha. Ah ha ha ha.
Who is this? Who is this? You going to name him?
Yeah.
Coward?
Are you going to name yours?
Yeah.
Who?
I've got several. Name yours first.
It's Billy Williford.
Well, Billy's a known dumbass.
Okay, name yours now. You won't do it.
Phil?
You coward. It wasn't Phil. I know who it was. And you won't name him. Because you're a...
Guy's a buddy of mine. I'm not going to out him.
Billy's a buddy of mine. I outed him in the name of the show. In the name of the show. But that's not all, Bear. That's not all. Vols Nation.
I've read the others.
Early. No, you haven't. No, you haven't.
Yeah, I have.
You haven't been tagged in all these. I'm getting. I see a lot more than you see. There's
not if you, if I do a name search on you, dummy.
Brian says somebody needs to tell Bear that BJ obviously ain't it and won't be the starter next year. Creesa is far superior. Steel Plate Vol says,
"Cash me outside, hunsucker."
Is Bear on drugs? Is second person wondering.
Not today.
Inebriation state this afternoon. Is Bear on drugs? They would have played if they were good enough.
Steel plate, Vol. Got a steel plate in your head, Vol?
Daniel says, is top point guard transfers on the list of awesome things Bear hates?
I love how all you guys are just, what do the kids call it, Chloe, standing for Kirk Creesa. It was garbage. Garbage. He's a punk and a clown. We hated him that night. Overinflated stats.
Yeah, we your reasons for not wanting him, you understand how ridiculous this sounds.
And me and you both know damn well if he came here as a transfer, he's going to suck. You know why? You know why?
Okay. Well, that is the first cogent point you have made in this conversation.
It doesn't matter who we could get Larry Legend to transfer in here,
okay,
and he would suck.
That's a good point.
Let's just go with what we've got. I would rather us play the guy that's been on the team for a year and hopefully being – I don't know what it is. I mean, if everybody seems to think it's because he can't defend.
You're losing it. Now you're back to the thing. That's a good point. You should have just led with that. You should have just said that. No, we don't need to go to the transfer portal because Rick Barnes is really bad.
Here's
in
the other
transfer
thing.
Portal.
I find it laughable that you guys are all about this guy when he plays like zero defense. This guy does. He's horrible at defense.
Where are you getting that, Phil?
No.
The other guy that I won't name because I'm a nice guy. I know exactly who's texting you, but I'm not going to put it out there, even though you don't have the balls to put it out there.
You
accuse me of doing the exact same thing that you're doing.
You will
coward.
No, you're not going to call my buddy out. He's a really good buddy of mine.
Do you trust the defensive stats information from this person?
No.
Gotcha.
No, because
you don't trust this person?
This person is even more of a BJ sheep than Bear is, if that's even possible.
No, then you don't know who it is that's texting me.
I know exactly who it is.
No,
Justin Hanna says Bear is just pissed because the Catholic boys aren't ready to play in the
mud. You know what? You tell Justin to shut the hell up for me. In fact, I don't even need Rusta. Justin, shut the hell up.
Listener interaction this afternoon on the drive.
Oh, he's a clown. He's a listener. He's one of your little sycophants.
Sycophants?
Sycophant. You knew what the hell I was talking about. There, now you know it wasn't who you think it was.
865-546-8200, your number if you want to get on the program.
If it was a West High Rebel, you'd be going to the wall for him, to the mat. No, none of your guys are ever good enough to play D1 basketball.
Very, very mature, Bear.
Who's your last
Kid
one?
Kid LaVica.
Stephen F. and Pearl. He would have never played if his daddy hadn't been coach.
Scored more points than BJ. Hour number two of the drive coming up next on many of these fine fan-run affiliates. Marcus Young has your top four at four when we continue. It is the drive. It is Fan Run Radio. Back with more right after this.